We are continuing our Shiur on Etz Chaim. Right now we're up to Asha Aleph Anaf Beis, Dush Yigulim V'Yosha, and we're going to be starting today Ma'adura Tinyono Hagdama. Ma'adura Tinyono. Now the Ma'adura Tinyono that we're speaking about over here in Etz Chaim is nothing more but the Otzot Chaim. For those who already have done Otzot Chaim, we're going to find this is a repetition, and since we have done already Otzot Chaim on other previous shiurim, we're going to go very quickly through it till we get to Anaf Beis. So truly this is just a chazara for most people. It's quite straightforward. Most of the raid we spoke about already, and we'll see as we go along. So here we go. Medura tinyona hakdama achas koleles mina ensof adze amfin. As we know that we're going to discuss, we are discussing the ensof until zeampin. It's actually the Mefarshim explains not only adze amfin, it's a bit further explains to us nukva as well. So why doesn't it say ad nukva zeampin? Because nukva is usually botel mevotel to za, and therefore every time we say za, that an ansade that we mean nukva as well. Da'aki betchilas akol hayakol mitzias or poshu v'nikol or and sof. So at the beginning of all time, kol mitzias. So again, I'm not going to go through all the diukim here. There's a lot of diukim. What is the kol betchila? There's no tchila v'ein sof. There's no tchila. There's no sof. Hakol hayakol mitzias. What mitzias is there b'chlal in ein sof? It's all or poshut. Or poshut, as he say, v'nikra and all ensof. Why does he call it ensof? He calls it all ensof. So, I'm from all this shu'un that we've done on the Otzot Chaim. We go through all these diyukim over there. Bochu v'lo haya shum chalal v'shum avir panoi ela hakol haya all ensof. As we know at the beginning, the Hainu, the first giloy that we have of Hashem Yisborach is taught to us from the Zohar, and then it tells us there was an Or Poshut, and which was called the Or and Sof, and there was no Chalal, there was nothing, it was Or Poshut. Because all of when the Eved decided to create the Netzalim, the creation, Livua Nivraim, Letzibo Nadas, Vehu Likol Rachum Vechonun Kiyotze, and the reason why he wants to create all this was in order to be called Rachum Vechonun. Again, the famous question over here is, does the Eibishter need really to be create a whole civilization and creation to be called Rachum Vechonun? How could we say by the Eibishter that there's a need b'chalal? He's Sholem Mikol Shlemus. All right, Ein Sham the Leshem, as we spoke about. Ve'im ein ba'olam mi kabel mi shi kabel rachav mimenu ech yikol rachum. So therefore, and it has to be that way. It seems to be that if there's no creation, who's going to call him rachum? Elama, that's the reason why he created the world. Very very shver apipshat. Ve'chena de'el ze b'shah kinuyim. Hine tzimtzum atzmo. So what did he do in order to create the creation? Ne'atzal and Netzalim. Hine tzimtzum atzmo be'emtza or shelo v'nekuda hamerkaz ha'emtzoi ela sivivois ve'atzdadim v'nisha chalal ben time. So what did he do? He chose the middle point and created a chalal v'nisha chalal v'nekudas merkazi. So he chose the middle point. Now that's also very shver, as we spoke about early on in the Shiurim and Etzchaim, and in Etzchaim, and it's also Etzchaim, because you can't find a middle point in infinity, right? Moshe Maskin, right? Remember the two lessons there?
I don't remember the two
lessons. But remember the Kashachon. Oh, okay, good. So the 5-6 two lessons that the Mefarshim give to this for Ein Sham. So at that point, once that Mokum was designated, and he called the Kiviyochel the Emtza, he decided to make that Mokum into a Mokum Chalal. V'zeh haya tzimtzum rishon shel ma'atzil ha'elyon, v'zeh ha'mokum ha'chalal ha'ogul b'shav v'kol tzdodim, and therefore there was retraction of the all over there, all b'tzdodim b'shav, and it was a perfect 360-degree ball. It wasn't a 2D, but rather it was 360 degrees. As he said early on, it's like an onion. That's what it looks like. Ad shenimsa Oilam Atsilus Vikol Olam Sanisudim Tocha Ogulaze. Everything that's going to be created in Mikan Lehabal, there's nothing Achbarak in the Mokum Ponut. Va'o'ansof Makifo Beshavin. And then you have the O'ansof. It's very posh. So therefore, you have the O'ansof around. You have a space which is called the Chalal, quote unquote, meaning that it's apparently there's nothing in there. But as we know, as we spoke earlier on, it can't be. There's no vacuum anywhere. Rather, there's oil is there, but it's not called the oil chesed. Vine kasher tzimtzum atzmo as der tzad echad min achalal hemshir derech kav echal yashada ke ein tzino ech o echad animshir min ha'ensof el toch achalal o memale oiso. So what happens after this mokum ponut is developed? Then he brings in the kav and it's memale oiso. Now it's also shver, because what's the point of that? You just misalik all the oil and then you pump in more oil. So memale oisim is the actual kav. Aval nisha mokom ponui ben or shvatoch chalal or ben or ayinsof makiv es chalal. But enechnami, you have to leave some space between the mokom chalal and the mokom which is called the makiv asoiv. Sheim lokein yalza doa lekavushaya v'talzo v'titchaber or hazev shvatoch chalal.
We've got here shakav lebato inin negia gamkin.
Oh, sorry, one second. Yosha Daki in Sinova, all Khan Nimsha Minan, but Nisha Mokum Ponim Bena Osha Batok Halal, Bena Osha, and so for Makif at the Halal, Shaim Lokain, Yalza, the one
Kamasha. Before Shaim Lokain, no, I don't have that.
Shakav Lemata in the Gia Kamkin. In the Thames, if you look at those base number two on the side.
Yeah. Can it take us as there? It is Christian Saturday, like Savyad.
The first laser. That's why you haven't got
it. She needs some sort of study. Shakav lemata ena nogea.
No, that's good on the table. Can these questions
answer? I do have a goal here. Do you have these words?
Shakav lemata ena gea.
Yeah, if you notice, it's a different. This is in block rather.
Yeah, but it's very important. Very important those words, because your question is that at the top, it's not nogea.
No,
what's your pshat at the top of the custom nogea? According to this, you say it's at the bottom that's not nogea.
What do you mean at the top? One second. It's coming from top to bottom. That's what it calls top to bottom.
So you're learning that at the top it's not, there's a little disconnection.
No. So what we mean is like this. Avada, the cab comes in directly. There's no hefsek. But rather, when the igulim happen, we spoke about this and we will speak about it. The igulim that come around inside the mokum ponui, there's a gap. So this is, let's say, the exterior parts of the Mokum Tzimtzum, and right above that, right around that, is the O and Sof HaSoiviv, that's what we call. So within that, let's say it's over here, so within that the O Igulim are going to be Mizagel over here, but there's going to be a space.
So you're saying that there's a space between
the... But rather the O Akav comes in, comes straight in. The O Akav comes straight in, and then it's Mizagel.
Yeah.
So the space that he's talking about the Oi Gulim.
Oh, but according to this case, you don't have to say that. According to this case, he's talking about the bottom of the Kav. He's saying Shakav Lamata in again.
Correct. That's also Emes.
I think this comes from the Otzachayim.
All this is Otzachayim. There's various gears in Otzachayim as well. Mm-hmm. This Madura, that Madura. So, it's true that the Kav as well, we should mention that, the Kav is one, and when it comes in, it doesn't reach the other side of the Mokum Ponui, because then Chozer Kamo Shehoya. Echonami, very good. Shem lo ken yalzo davar kamo shehaya v'talzo v'tacha be'or hazeh. It's much more talking about takas v'kav. Shvetoch achalal ima yensov karishon ayacha v'akoch achlo ispash nimshach or rochav el toch achalal rak der kav echad. Here it says before. We're only talking about that it was kav derech echad. Well, that's not mucha because the kav leads into the igulim, so we're not quite sure still. Dak levad v'der kav hazeh nimshach v'yored e'or ansof el toch achalal ha'ogul shu netzal v'al yidekei mizdabek ha'matziv ha'netzal v'yachad. So that's it. So that's the connection. So all is going to come inside memale the mokum with these igulim, and that is the ach v'rash, the only connection we have with the Eivishur is there that kav. ולא עוד, אלא אף הפי שכל האצילוס האוגול ואין סוף מקיפו מכל צדודו ושווה עם כל זה אוי סוף מוקום נישה דובוג בו ממש ונמשך ממנו ראש הקו הזה ניקה ראש הצילוס. So again, ראש הצילוס העליון. So where the cow comes in, pierces inside, that's going to be called elon, because if you pierce an onion, just because you pierce it doesn't necessarily mean that there's a top to it. Understand? Doesn't mean that where you pierced it is called the top. You can pierce it from anywhere you want. Okay? But he says by piercing it, that was nominated as the top. That could have been down here, you know. But that he decided. David should have decided that wherever the calf came in, pierced the mokum halal over there, that's the top. And therefore, we know where's the bottom, and then so on and so forth. Kol mashenim shom ispashu lemata nika tachtis atzilus. Ve'aridei ken imsa sheyesh b'chinas ma'alo lemata be'atzilus. Now we have direction a little bit. Anyways, lemata lemata. Dim lo ken. Lo ayah b'chinas rosh ve'raglaim ma'alo lemata be'atzilus b'chla. Ve'ine o azem ispashu tor chalal haze. Hine hu nichlak l'shtei b'chinas. Okay, as the oil is coming in, the oil is going to be two different intensities of oil. So this is very important. Nichlak l'shtei b'chinas. Echad hu shekol ha'or shebetoch chalal hu muchrach hu sheyeh b'chinas igulim eilu b'toch eilu. So it's going to come as a kama yosha, but it means agil. V'amoshel b'zeh o sfir se kesem igul harishon. So the first one, which is agil, that's called kesem. So the keser is the most exterior eagle. Within that, then you're gonna have within the pnimius of that is gonna have chokma, and within that bina. So they get smaller and smaller and smaller.
ואח גר יוד עיגולים אחרים והם יוצבילס דעתיק ואח גר בתוכם יוד עיגולים אחרים והם יוצבילס דעחפים ואח גר מתוכם יוצבילס אחרים והם יוצבילס דעבא אלו בתוך אלו הצילום כל פחותי הצילוס וכל עיגול מאלו יש אור מקיף אליו כמוהו גם כן עוגול אחר כמוהו. Okay, so again, you're going to have tens by tens, tens of tens iguli mavak, ten iguli mavati, ten iguli mavarich, and so on, so all the paltsufim. And you have to know that as this oil is coming in, there's an exterior oil around it called the oil makif. Each one's going to have its oil makif around these igulim. Okay, there's two things, igul and makif. Nim tosh yesh oil penimi v'oil makif. Comes out, you have two oilers are coming in. Kulam b'chinas igulim. So the oil comes in, again, the oil calf comes in, makes the first eagle of the kesev adam kadmon. That's called the oil penimi of oil kadmon, b'igulim. And around that also is going to be a hakofam, which we don't speak about, but you have to know, he knows, he says, every time you're oil penimi, you're going to have an oil makiv which comes around it. O b'chinas shnia hu, כי הנה באמצע כל הצילוס האיגול הזה מספר שדר קו יושר בחינס האור דוגמא עשה אוגול ממש רק שהוא ביושר ויש בו חינס החמפים ואבא ואמא וזום וכולם ביושר ובחינס זו כל אותו את אדם בצלמו בצלם אלוקים כמו שכותב ויבורם ויברא אלוקים את אדם בצלמו כי הוא הקו היושר מספר שבדר הקווים וכמעט כל הספר הזו ותיקון אם אינו מדברים אלו וזה היושב כמו שכמו זה בזאת השם. So besides the igulim, you're also going to have the calves. So it's very simple, you have two different bechinas over here. So what you're going to have, let's just start from the beginning, just summarize what we spoke about. We have the or and so far asoviv. You have the mokum ponui kibiyochot, and inside the mokum ponui you have the calf coming in, stops a little bit, makes the igulim, continues, makes a little bit of the igulim. So kum torah in the mokum pono, you're going to have the igulim and the kava yosha. And the kava yosha, that's the most intrinsic and most important thing that we have, the most important of all, that kemat kol ha-sefer zohar ve-tikunim eini v'damu ele b'zeh ha-yosha. That's how important. That's what's nogeya to our shkocha potis, as opposed to the igulim, as we know from the peaceful Sha'orim, tells us that the igulim can make the hashkocha klolis. Vida, ki yesh bize atzilus mina olamas le'ein kates. You have to know that in this Bezeh Atzilus. I mean, it's not the world of Atzilus, but rather in this creation that the Eibush created, there's infinite amount of worlds in case. Ve'en ata bi'uram. Ein ata bi'uram. So some say, here's the remez to the Torahs of Rav Sarug, of Yisrael Sarug, that speaks about the extra worlds. The extra world, meaning that Rav Chaim Vital only spoke about Adam Kadmon Ulimatam. Yisrael Sarug, one of the Talmidim, as we spoke about earlier on, one of the Talmidim, the Arizal himself, introduced to us the world of the Olam Malbush, the Olam Atihuro, other Olamas above Ak. So some say that this seems to be a little of a Shtun Ramez from Chaim Vital. Rather, the fact that Chaim Vital brings down the writings of Rav Sarug, that means he was an other Neman. And lo yimole that the Arizal told something to Rav Yisra Sarug, which he would not megale to Rav Chaim Vital. That can't be, because we know the Arizal said that the only reason why the Chalali came to this world was to megale everything to Rav Chaim Vital. But the reason why he wasn't megale in the Yitzchayim, obviously, because the Arizal told him not to. But Avad, he knew about it. Avad, he knew about it. So it's about it. He was meramis too.
Yeah, when did he mention it, though?
Excuse me?
Well, put it this way, how possible is it that he didn't agree with him?
How possible? It's not possible. The fact that he brings down of Yisrael Sarug, and he never mentioned to us that don't listen to him, it's brought down in the Ksavim. So this is a sin to us that it does exist, but it's not something that we should be discussing.
Well, it could have been, and what I mean is, it could have just easily been his father. Abraham personally didn't agree.
No.
There's a reason not to quote him in other places.
Yeah. Okay, let's continue. So Nachmav, Dan. Ki yesh b'zeh atzilus min ha'olamus ve'in kitz ve'in ata bi'uram. Aval natzchilat ha'levare od prad echad ha'kol ha'kol ha'mitzius ha'chalal ha'zehu m'imenu mispashtim kol ha'olamus ha'kumo sh'kumos ha'bezan z'shem v'hu. V'chilat mitzius Adam Kadmon. So let's start with Adam Kadmon. Even though he says it's in case, but we're going to start with Adam Kadam. Lekol Kedumim, Aniska B'Sefer Zohar Tikkunim, Ba'achav Nimshach Seder Kol Amadreges Kulo. So that's where we're going to start the story from the world, which is called the world of Adam Kadam. Da, Ki B'Zeh Achalal Netzal Adam Kadam Lekol Kedumim V'Yesh Mo Mitzias Yutzfiras Ve'Em Emalim Kol Achalal Hazeh Omnam B'Tchila Yotzu Yutzfiras Der Igul Eilu B'Toch Eilu. ואחר כך בתוך העיגולים נמשך דרך היושר כצינור כציור כציור, sorry אודם אחד באורר כל העיגולים הנזכרל בציור הזה ואין אנו עוסקים כלל בבחינס העיגולים רק בבחינס היושר לבד ולכמה נבר בזאת השם עוד מציא את העיגולים והיושר מה עניינם. So let's just summarize what we just said. So as these עיגולים are happening and the yosher is coming, the yosher is going to represent Adam Kadmon. The yosher is going to be Adam Kadmon. He's going to have Gimel Kavim, as we saw in Etz Chaim. It's not clear at all in this Medura Tanyana, but we're talking about here about one Kav, but in Etz Chaim we saw there's three Kavim representing the right side of Adam Kadmon, left side of Adam Kadmon and Kavim Tsai. That's going to represent the Odom Netzal. So every Netzal has to be created in this form because he is the Choytim, which then is Nichtam. Every Odom which is going to come about has to come in the same form as this of this Odom Hakav, not to be confused with Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon is a person which was created much later on when this world of the world of Asir was created and there was a Mokum called Gan Eden, which he was placed over there. We're talking about the Adam Hakadma, not Adam HaRishon. It's important to make that distinction. Now, so that's what we're talking about, and he's going to be Bechlal the entire Mokum Ponet. Okay.
What?
The Adam Hakadmon is going to be Bechlal the entire Mokum Ponoi.
It's going to be Bechlal the entire Mokum Ponoi.
It's going to be the size of the entire Mokum Ponoi. It's huge.
No.
What do you mean now?
There's the Igulim as well. There has to be a space. A bit of space for the Igulim and a bit of space for the Yosha.
Yeah. What do you mean by Yosha? He's Bechlal the Yosha.
He is the Yosha, yeah.
Yeah. His Neshama is the Yosha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the entire one, some of it is for the Yigulim.
What do you mean? I mean, you see that Yosha comes out, and then there's still Mokum for the Yigulim, and then Yosha comes out of the Yigulim, so you have, it's all Bechlal. He's mislabish all that. He's mislabish all that. He's mislabish the calf. So the Yigulim are going around him, you know.
Did you say Adam comes a person?
Excuse me, this is Adam Arishan. Adam, no. Adam Kadma is an Oilam. This Oilam is not like, we're not Megashim here, but this Oilam is a round ball. We're not talking about Oilam as a round ball of earth. That's what we call an Oilam. Okay, in Kabbalistic definition, Oilam is a Lebed Kezach, and it looks like an Oilam. As Gimel Kavod, as a right side, we have a right side, we have a left side, we have a middle, right? We have a trunk, and we have, you know, parts to us. The Olamos were exactly like that. V'yivo Elokim et Adam et Tzelem et Tzelem Elokim. Okay?
We called Adam Kavod a heathen.
Whatever, what do you want him to call him? It's whatever you want. It's not the point. The point is he's in the oilam, okay? He's in the oilam. As I said to him, he's the choytim, and he's nechtam everything to come about. That means we're all in his tzelem. That was the primordial tzelem. That was the ring, you know, the signet. And because of that, everything now is according to that tzelem.
Makes sense? I mean, some way you need that you filled up the whole Mokum Pala. Mokum Pala, there's lots of elements there, there's the Akhna, the Arich, there's the Abba, the Gulim, there's the Yoisha, there's lots of things there. Well, how can you say that the Ak is the very old Pala Kumpali?
That's it, yeah. He's Nechlal everything. I'm saying everything is Bechlal in him. And around him. And around him. Well, let's look at the Lashon again. Where's the lotion over here? Well, come on, if I in case we all not really vary my problem is called Yonis Mandim and Halaba. Here,
Mandim call a halal haze.
That's right. We all have a natural at the vial old part ache, a coil call mitzius ha halal haze. Umemenu mispashtim call a lomas, kimosh called the Bazar Hashem. But who beginners mitzius Adam Kavan?
So if he's the call of all this mitzhalal, then there's no space for other lomas anymore.
No, they're in him. They're in him. Yeah, they're in him.
Oh, they all malbish him from the Bachutz, not in him.
Huh?
Everything is malbish the act from the Bachutz, not in him.
In him.
Not in him.
That's what he says. Kol ha-metzias, metzias is all what we've created so far, all these patsufim, all these olamas, everything will be bechlal him. Kol ha-metzias bechlal hazeh, v'meinu mispashtim kol olamas, kimo shekonsu, bezat v'shem. V'u b'chinas metzias ak lekol ha-kudumim, nizkar v'sef zor ha-kudumim, v'achar nimshach. V'acharav nimshach se lekol ha-madregas kulam. So even though, you're right, it is misleading, because we should have started off by telling you this mitzvah is called Adam Katman. And then this mitzvah of Kav and Igulim, that would make sense to us to say that the Kav and Igulim are inside Adam Katman, since Adam Katman was mentioned first. But the Seder wasn't like that. You're right. I'm not confused. A bit confused because he talks about the Kav. And he talks about the Igulim. And he said, you know what? Then he created Adam Kavma. So it seems to be that he's coming after the entire thing. But that's not the case. You understand? Every time we talk about the Kav is Adam Kavma. Okay? So when he referred to the Kav, just replace those words with Adam Kavma. So we know that the gulim come out from the calf. Okay? They come out from the nuveh from the calf. So you see that they come from Adam Kavan. But he's going to speak about more as we go along.
So what's outside Adam Kavan? Nothing.
What?
So what's outside Adam Kavan?
Well, according to this Gersa, there's nothing outside Adam Kavan. Bini, al yad simsum azir. Aniskel again, Hashem nase ha'adam, anal, hayabo b'chinas atzmutz v'kelim,
Now we're talking about the Mokum Ponoi. The Mokum Ponoi that we've established, the Eibishter established Alidei Tzimtzum, that means he retracted the light. Asher Nase Odom Odom Anal, and due to that was Nase the Odom, because the Mekar was able to come in. Atzmus v'kelim. So there we see a situation of atzmus, that means the oiros themselves, and the kelim, whatever is mislavish the oiros. Ketzimtzum o'or gore mitzius havayas akelis kemoshu kasuv lekamam bezat Hashem. So that's the rule. That's a huge rule, that every time you see the word tzimtzum, you have to know that it's a precursor to making kelim. It's a groma to making kelim. Okay, remember that rule. It's very important. So therefore, that's how Adam Kadmon was able to come about. Adam Kadmon is a Keli at the end of the day. And he has inside himself the O and Sof, which is the Oros. Ve'ein lanu rishus l'dabe yoytzu b'mokom gavoa kaze. V'maskir yonon rishis dobo me'achiso. K'mo shkoros b'ezat t'chem b'drushim acherim. Abayim lefaneinu. Okay, that's going to be in Shavav. The Akudim. So we find that that's as much the Ariz is going to discuss with us in this Indian of Adam Kadma. But now, before we leave this subject, I have to tell you that even though I mentioned to you that Adam Kadmon is a Keli, you have to understand that's all relative. Let's go Erechin. Omnam Eino Keli Mamesh Elo Shebe Erech Haor Shebe Torah Nika Keli. Omnam Huzach Ubahir Betachlis Zichuch. V'advekus behirus, dakus behirus. It's taka very, very, very delicate. Excuse me. V'hu v'hine a'akaze mavriya. Here we go. Min hakatzah el hakatzah. Min hakatzah elyon ad hakatzah tachta. Mavriya. He stretches. He's mavriya. The kava and mavriya. He's the.
Barak is running.
No. Mavriya is. Like the what's it called, from the base of Mikdash, from the Mishkan, you have the pole which is on top, is in the middle, which holds the chatzit together, and then you have the kav of mavriya, which is the central. That's what we're going to try. Mavriya, it's the central pinnacle of all the entire mokum pono is the kav, and the way we're translating kav is Adam Kadmon. It's who adin. It's the Hainahach. It's the same thing. Ad katzah tachton, pirush velo ad bechla. Bekol achalal atzilus and hiskelel. How can you say that? But because the calf comes in from the end of directly in, so there's no hefsek whatsoever. But we do have to place our words very carefully here, because he did say the calf does not come. Remember, you touched that. Remember, you brought those words that the calf does not go all the way to the bottom. Because Lo Yitzri would go all the way to the bottom, would mevat to the Mokum Ponoi. So here's Lav Dafka. Here we have this Lav Dafka. That's going to be Mavriya Mikatsi Lekatsi. Aelion Ad Ketsasa Tachtim. Ad Katsi Tachtim. Doesn't mean all the way to the bottom, but rather just above the bottom, the last Igulim. Okay? And inside of him, it says
here in the
brackets,
Pirush v'lo ad b'chlal.
V'lo ad b'chlal. Okay. V'lo ad b'chlal. Yeah. Because then chozim meto luhavo. Right. Aval and then he repeats himself that ubizeh adam nichlalin kol alomus kemoshu kosev bezat Hashem. Not only the lomus, also the patzufin as well. Everything's going to be included in Adam Kadmon. Well, it's actually not going to be included in him. We're going to find the word of Atzilus and Bria, Tzeasia, is outside of him. But the Noveh from him, that means the way they are created is from him. That's what it means. But the actual worlds are outside of him. They're going to be in front of him. However, the Bechinas Pininis, the Atzmuso Shel Adam Azeh, Ein Lanu Rishus Leda Bebo, with this Asik Klal. So like we said, that's mamish on the thought we're going to be doing. We're going to be talking about the oilers which are coming out from Adam Kadmon, but we're not talking about the oilers of Peninius within Adam Kadmon. Whatever has been over from him. V'hu ki hine liyois o ensof godol meod lachin lo ayu yuchol kabel אם לא באמצעות אדם קדום על זה, ואפילו מזה אדם קדום לא היו יכולים לקבלו, אם לא אחרי יציאת האור, חוץ לו דרך הניקובים וחלון שבו שהם אוזן חותם פה עיניים, כמו שכוסף בעזרת השם. So we'll find that the only way the olamas atachtoni can be built is through the process of tzimtzum. Tzimtzum, as we said, tzimtzum, you have, always have to equate tzimtzum and making a world. Tzimtzum is the only way to create a world or create a kelim, whatever you want to say, it's the same thing. And therefore, to create one world from another world, to differentiate one from world to the other, you always have to have a tzimtzum between them. And therefore, through coming out, through the oils coming out, through these derech nekavim v'chalonis, you understand, a nekev v'chalonis like this. So that instead of flushing the oil outside of the ear of ak, they come out through a little nekavim, like the eyes or the ears and the nose, and those are tiny nekavim, that's derech tzimtzum, isn't it? Because you mean tzimtzum all this oil into a small funnel. What comes out, that's going to create, that's the oilam ha'achav that we're going to speak about in Tashem. And that's going to create the next world. Okay, so Akan, that's the Madura Tinyana, which is the Otot Chaim. Now we're going to move on back to Madura Kama.
It's not pshat that the Etzem Ak is in the Bari Kol HaChalal. The pshat is that the Ak is created in him, all the Ilomas, that when they're going to come out on him, then everything will be Mimali Kol HaChalal. So Mimele, the Ak have in him the potential of the Koyach to be Mimali Kol HaChalal, because from him everything is going to grow, and afterwards be Mimali Kol HaChalal. But the Metzius of Ak is not Mimali Kol HaChalal. This is Nishvichtik. You said it yourself at the end. I don't know why at the beginning you said Nishtaloi.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. We'll find that the world of Atzilus is built outside outside of Adam Kadmon. And we'll find that Briya Yitzhak. See, all those different olamas are built outside. Correct. So it's, I'm asking, yeah. So it's not true that we're going to say that it's Memala, even though it's Mashma, it's Memala Kol HaChalal Mamish Kepshuto. But what did you want to say that one?
He has in him,
inside of him,
the potential to make grow from him all the Ilomas, because from him everything will come out, and then after everything is grown, eventually this will maybe Memala Kol HaChalal. So really, he has in him the potential. It, from him is the middle of the Kol HaChalal. But right at the beginning, before everything came out, he wasn't yet Mimali everything.
Yeah, but the Shonis here, I'm asking him, but the Shonis are very misleading over here. They seem to be Takiz Mimali Kol HaChalal. There's nothing Chutz Milo, you know, Kilo. That's the Lashon over here. We had this discussion before, and it's very, very, very delicate over here, but it has to be that way, because we know the Metzius is, at the end of the day, we're going to find all these Olamas are outside of the Adam Kalam. So there must be Mokum over there. Yeah, ask him. I think we spoke about this as well last time as well. Okay, in Otto Tzayim. Okay, so we'll go weiter to Anaf Gimel. So, Mem Kuf, what's Mem Kuf? So this is Madur Kama. So now back to a different Madur when the Rav Chaim Vital, as we know, there's Madur Kama, Madur Tinyana, Madur Basra, and there's the Basra, the Basra. So different to Kufa, the Rav Chaim Vital, wrote down Madura Kama.
Close 9, it says in Mem Base.
What do you mean, Ois 9?
Yeah, it says Tzolch Reba Mem Base.
Madura Basra.
Yeah. Odom Yosha Abud He.
Okay. Could be.
So it's not close to which it is.
I have it here in Shemin Sos, and he seems to be saying Shag Domas Tchila Sefer Hagdama Heba Or Dush Ze. Anif Aleph. One second. What does he say over here? Okay, whatever it should be. Shag Domas Tchila Sefer Hagdama. He says it comes from Shag Domas. Okay, whatever it is, but anyways, a company, but we do have the three Maduras that we're going to be dealing with, which is Madura Kama, which is written Mem Kuf, which is depicted as Mem Kuf, and then you have a Madura Tinyana Mem Tav, and then Madura Basra, which is the last Madura that he written. Then actually we have Basra the Basra, which is another Mavor Sha'olim that we call. So these are tekufas in his life that he rewrote the Meduas
whilst, even though he only learned 1 year and 10 months with Ariza, but for the next 20 years he was just rehashing the information and then creating another Madura, just trying to perfect it. So the Mekubalim over the ages didn't want to lose anything of the writing. So what they did, they made what's called the Etz Chaim, and they put all the additions together. So we're going to see, we're going to be jumping back and forth. Of Papyrus and his Tamidim, put it all together, so we get all the different aspects of all the teaching of the Arizal under one title. So either it's Medora Kama, or you have, what do you have, Medora Basra, whatever it is. Okay, let's go back to it. All Tzarikim Anu Lo Hadi Akhra Ve'inen Eilu Ashtei B'chinas Shehem Igulim Ve'yosher B'tziro Adam. So the Arizal says now that he wants to add another part. Kine, yesh be'olam ha'tachton, hey b'chinas oros. There are five different b'chinas of oros. Excuse me. She'em naranchi, nefesh world neshama chai yichida. Ve'hem, hey malois, zu lemal mezu. They go, one is better, one is, you start with the nefesh, is the lowest. And then you finally go, nefesh world neshama chai yichida, which is the highest level. These are five levels. Zulim al Mizuv, M, Sod, Hey,
Pamim.
Sorry?
Chamisha Pamim.
Hey, Pamim, correct.
Chamisha Psukim, maybe.
No, Hey, Psukim. Hey, Pokim.
Pamim. Pamim? That's 12.
Okay, whatever. Hey, Pokim, Baruch Hinafshi. Yeah, there's five Baruch Hinafshis.
What's good for Kum Pamim? Perry Kutalim, that's the base Pamim.
Sorry?
So it's about the words
Baruch Hinafshi. That's right. There's quite a few Baruch Hinafshis. So each Baruch Hinafshi Es Hashem. It's also brought down in Maseches Brochas Perikama Daf Yud Amud Aleph Shem Kenegin Hey Bechines Sheyesh L'Neshama. Okay, Baruch Hinafshi talks about the, it's a Tehillim. It's also Tehillim Kuf Gimel and Kuf Dalet.
Why does it go from bottom to top rather than top to bottom?
What do you mean? What's your question?
Well, Yechido is the highest level.
It's the highest level.
So start from top to the bottom.
Who says it doesn't?
Hmm?
Who says it doesn't?
Because you start from Nefesh.
Nefesh is the lowest, and then you go up.
I'm asking, why is it going from bottom to top, on top to bottom? Why is it?
Because you grow. I'm talking about this world. You start off, you're born, you have a Nefesh, and then you get a Ruach, and then a Neshama. And then as you grow, you get more aspects of your neshama, and all of them are bechalal called neshama. You should know that. Okay, so you have five aspects of what's called a neshama. Shem hey bechinas sheyesh li neshama, vehem neranchi shehem hey madregas zu limalum zu, kimo shekotzu b'mokam acher be'inen oris apeh the adam kadma anika akudim. So we find those different aspects coming. Well, when we see Akudim, we'll find the different aspects of five different aspects coming out. V'hine, b'chinas ha'yut sviros da'agulim, kulam yesh b'hem kol b'chinas anizkir le'el shem oros ha'kelim v'or nichlak lo'or penimi v'or makif. Now we're going to divide these categories, meramche, that we spoke about, nefesh v'or neshama chai yichida, those are called oros. Now these oilers will eventually create what's called kalim. So you have two different types of categories. You have a category called oilers and a category called kalim. Okay, those are the two main separations we make. Now v'ol nechlak le'ol penimi v'ol makiv. So in the category of oilers, we're going to subdivide the category of oilers into ol makiv, which is the one that goes around, and the Orpanimi, which goes into the Keli. So you're going to have the actual Keli, what goes around the Keli, or what goes inside the Keli. Okay? Now, the Keli Nichla, and the Keli itself, Mitzad Acher, is also Nichla into two perspectives, called the Chitzon of the Keli, and the Panimis of the Keli. Again, not to be mistaken with the Orpanimi and the Ormakiv of Oilers. These are Keli. That's all in the perspective of the gulim. of the Igulim. Remember there's two parshas. We have the all coming in, it's Agil, and then going straight, which is the Yosha, where the Igulim Yosha. So we split the Igulim in two different sections, in the all oilers, and subdivided that into Pinimi and Chitza, Pinimi and all Makiv. And then the Kelim of the Igulim is also split into the Chitzonis and Pnimis. We're going to do now the same thing with the Yosha. The all Yosha, which is coming in, the Chaim B'chinas Yud Tzvil, the Yosha B'tzil Odom, Yesh Bo Kol B'chinas Ha'elu B'atzmam Gamkin. Omnam Achiluk Yesh Ben Igulim Yiloisha Hu. But nevertheless, even though it seems to be the very, very similar, the parasha of Kelim, and the parashas are of Igulim, the parashas of Yosha seem to be very, very similar, but there is definitely a big distinction between them. Again, Omnam Achiluk Yesh Ben Igulim LeYosha Hu Ki Yud Tzvils the Igulim. When we speak of the Yud Tzvils the Igulim, Hem B'chinas All Hanika Nefesh. Very important. They are lower level. The Yesh Bem All Penimi Vo Makif. Okay, so the Igulim, the parash of Igulim, you have the all Panimi and all Makif. And when we speak about the Kelim Shabo of the Igulim, there's a Panimi and Chitzan, as we already said. Sheyesh lo kol, sheyesh lo b'chines yutzfil shel a Kelim. And the kol Kelim mehem yesh bo Panimi se Chitzan. The gam yesh yutzfil se oilus. So that's all the parasha of Kelim. And when you come to the oilus chelik, Yesh Yutzvil Shil Oilus, Likol O, Yesh Bo O Pinimi O Makiv. Same thing. Aval the Yutzvil, the Yoshehem, Bechinas O Anika Ruach. And that's the Iker. I mean, it sounds a bit complicated. I think he's making it more complicated than it is. But basically, you have two Bechinas over here. You have the Igulim and you have the Yoshe. All he wants to tell you basically is the O Igulim, even though it looks identical, whatever potim you're going to make in Igulim, or Panimi, or Makif, and then you have the Chitzan and the Panimi. All those Chilukim, you have to know, are all Bechlal Nefesh. And then on the other side, when we talk about the Kavi Yosh, which is coming in, you have all these Chilukim, Panimi and Makif and Chitzan and Panimi. That is all Bechlal Ruach. So we'll find that the Yosh is on a higher level than the Igulim. That's what he's trying to say here. Okay, so Bikitzo, the Yosha which is coming into the Mokom Ponoi is on a higher level than the one than the Igulim which are coming into the Mokom Ponoi. Again, the Nika Ruach Shu Madrega Gavoa La Madrega Nefesh Kenoda V'Gam Hem Kolulim Me'or Pinim Me'umakit V'Gam Yesh Lehem Yutzvils Dikelim. Yitzvahs the Kelim, or we call Kelim Mehem Yeshbo Pnimis Vechitza, or Pshito, the Shebechinas and Nefesh. Alright, so Bekitzo, two parashas again. You have the O Yoshen, or Igulim, very similar in the Potim, but you have to know the O Yoshen is a higher level, and the Igulim are Bechlan Nefesh. Then he continues and says, Pnimishmashmahu Bechinas Nefesh. Now, we have to know which one was created first. He says, Vahu, Upshitahu, Shebechinas a nefesh netzta tchila. The nefesh was created first. Ve'achega netzta al haruach shu madrega yose el yoina. Okay, so even though the yosha which comes into the mokom ponoi is on a higher level, it was netzta was created after the gulim which was nefesh. Kenoda be'odem atachta. How do we know that? Because when a person's born. Shebetchila koine nefesh. A person's born as is a child, he only has nefesh. Ve'achikar zocha yatir ya'ivlei ruach. This is Zohar says. The Zohar says, then you get a ruach. Kiniska v'zohar mishpatim. Dav tzadik dalit v'ziloshen. I think ziloshen. Tachozi. Very good. Bar nash kad itlid ya'ivlei nafsha. So a person starts off, he first gets his nefesh, and then he's going to get his ruach, v'chole. V'chein haya ba'odem ha'elyon. Shebetchila netzlu v'nidgalu b'chinas igulim shehem b'chinas madrega nefesh. V'akelim shalehem. First the nefesh came inside to the mokom ponoi. V'achya netzlu b'chinas ha'sheni de yosha b'tzio odem shu'u madrega ha'orgas ha'ruach. V'akelim shalehem. Kenoda. So that's it. So what comes in, even though it's not clear the order, but you have to know that the all kav yosher and the igulim are part and parcel of the same thing, which are memale the mokum aponer. But the kav yosher is bechinas ruach, and the igulim which are around it, that's the bechinas nefesh.
What about the rest of the bechinas of the ramchi?
They don't come in.
Really?
No. No. Because that's all we're zoicha to. We're all zoicha to everything that the chalal is around us. The highest madrig you can reach is the war. Is that good enough for you?
Our neshama is somewhere here.
What?
Our neshama is somewhere hovering over here. It's not mamash in us.
The chabas is in the hitless tefillin. It's between your eyes.
What?
That's where you put your tefillin.
What?
Mokum neshama. The Mechaber says you have to put your tefillin bein inecha because there is your neshama. So Chaim Vital, not Chaim Vital, explains that's only in the nitzitz of neshama. In Echnam, it's like the most of it is there, but it starts inside of you. Nitzitz katan of neshama. But you have to say that's a prat shebeprat 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 av ruach. Av ruach. That's all we have. We don't have more than a ruach.
Chayim
Rosh
says
it's
the neshama, not the ruach.
What?
Exactly. What are you talking about?
Chayim Rosh says
it's the neshama, not the ruach.
In the ruach, I'm going to subsplit the ruach into five bechinas. You have a nefesh shebruach, and a ruach shebruach, and neshama shebruach. You know where's my neshama shebruach? Right here. But everything's bechlal the ruach. Okay. So we can't go higher than the ruach. That's all we can go. That's as high as we can go. Okay. It explains that in a nefesh you have neranchi the nefesh, you have neranchi the ruach, so everything, right?
But we don't have more than that. There's no such thing.
No such thing.
There is no such thing.
There is no such thing in the Malkum Pone.
Neshama chay yechida doesn't exist.
No.
By itself.
No. Not in the pure sense. All we got is the igulim. The auras that came into the Malkum Pone were only igulim, which was nefesh. And the cab which come in, this cab which connects us between us and the Eivishter, between us, which inside the pon mokum pon, what's outside the mokum pon is only the cab. That is only ruach.
But do they exist? Maybe we don't have it.
Of
but do they exist at the top?
Of course.
But where are they? That's all I'm asking.
Where are they? They're in the all ends of a makif. The all ends of a makif.
That's already
after 10,000 years. After 10,000 years, the Arizal explains to us that the calf will slowly be drifting upwards. When we're kind and sacking the calf more and more and more and more and more, it's going to be drawing out of the Mokum Pone until it goes all the way back out. And then the Mokum Pone just collapses inside. And we're all in the all Makifa, or Ensefa Makif. And there's levels over there, but we don't know any information whatsoever. He was it. We only know what's in the Mokum Pone. And even now, we don't even speak about whether, even Ak, he stops the conversation here. We're not talking about the previous of Ak, Beshuvah Ne'orfen. I'm only going to talk about what's coming out from Ak. So we don't even know what's in Ak Bechla. And on top of Ak, we have Yitzchak Srug talks about the Olam above Ak, which is the Olam Malbush, or the Tihur, and the Ents of Ed Kates, all these Olamas within the Mokum Pone. With Ak Bechla, we're not even talking about. So don't worry about it. The Ishmaelah Sotpo. Even though we don't have the war,
so
getting all worried.
So the Mishnah had a more rarefied in the summer.
A very, what does that mean? Well, rarefied. I mean, who verified it?
Rarefied.
Rarefied.
They had shackles to the Hebrew.
I heard what the Shia and the Kubba. He said that the Mishnah and Moshe Rabbeinu and the Moshiach has something to do with the Hebrew. Something to do with Moshiach ben Yosef and all that. Ben David. I don't know what.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So that's Yechida de Ruach. That's what you say.
I heard from a Mekuba, a great Mekuba called Arizal, And he said once that the most you can get is a ruach.
It's not
serious
to what we're saying.
We're talking about Adam. We're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu was from the source. Neshama Adam was from the source of Das Dizah. Das Dizah. Das Dizah. The word the Olam Asiya. No, what are you talking about? The word of Asiya. There's five Patsufim. There's a Zah Dotan, and there the Das Dizah. That's where Moshe Rabbeinu came.
What does that mean? Clapping the Neshama.
I'm talking about his neshama. Shosh neshama came from a part of Azan.
Okay.
But you have to know above that there's Arachampin, there's Abav Ima, Arachampin, Atik. That's in the world of Asiya, and then you have on top of that.
But you're still saying this Shosh in the whatever it was, is still fully the work.
I wouldn't even say that. It's a prash of a million times, a billion times over of a ruach. It's a neramchid and neramchid and neramchid and neramchid and neramchid. I can go on infinite amount of neramchids of an original ruach which came upon. You don't know how far we've gotten. We've fallen quite far. Well, a prat. When you finally get to the top of that prat, you'll find that all that we are in this entire universe, that we can't even see the end of it with all our technology, is only b'chal a ruach.
What the thing is that when we talk about these special neshamas, it's all the mice are all because of a roof, just a higher level of where
much lower than that. Yeah. Okay, let's say that we didn't get to speak about the lesson, but Mr. Shem, next time we'll continue our show. Okay. Yeah, Samach and I got to say the next time. Yeah. Culture. Okay.